This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Shirik and NRDC address NEPA requirements for reopening WIP. The DOE has been working to reopen the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP for the disposal of radioactive and hazardous waste without conducting the proper National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, review. In their recent 8-page letter to DOE Secretary Moniz, Southwest Research and Information Center, SHRIC, and the Natural Resources Defense Council, NRDC, highlight the reasons why DOE must conduct the proper NEPA reviews, including supplementing the WIP environmental impact statements before reopening WIP. WIP was to be a quote-unquote start clean, stay clean operation and was so analyzed in the 1980, 1990, and 1997 environmental impact statements. The February 2014 fire and radiation release, which contaminated over 8,000 feet of the underground mine and 22 workers on the surface, have created a contaminated facility that was not analyzed for in previous NEPA documents. NRDC and SHRIC state that DOE's analysis, quote, materially underestimated the probability and environmental consequences, end quote, of the low probability, high consequence events. Those events are now reasonably foreseeable with significant adverse effects that require supplemental analysis under NEPA. DOE's plans to recover the mine, including the installation of a new exhaust shaft, a new permanent ventilation system, and disposing of waste in contaminated rooms, have not been analyzed as required by NEPA. The two non-governmental organizations argue that NEPA requires analysis of the proposed changes before WIP could be reopened. They have asked DOE to meet with them to discuss the, quote, nature of the analysis to be undertaken, end quote. NEPA is a federal law signed by President Nixon in 1970 to address major federal actions and their impacts on the environment. It establishes, quote, a national policy which will promote efforts which will prevent or eliminate damage to the environment and biosphere and stimulate the health and welfare of man, end quote. SHRIC and NRDC call for analysis of the 600 potentially explosive waste drums emplaced in the underground, as well as at waste control specialists located on the Texas-New Mexico border and at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, the source of the exploding drums. The analysis must include review of DOE waste handling requirements and the inadequate line management oversight programs and processes at DOE headquarters, WIP, LANL, and their respective contractors, including Energy Solutions Incorporated. The contaminated mine now requires the identification and analysis of new alternatives to reopening WIP. These could include not reopening WIP, closing the contaminated areas, and mining new rooms for waste emplacement. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center commented, quote, NEPA requires that DOE's plans and reasonable alternatives must be discussed with the public prior to deciding to reopen WIP. DOE must do so, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to download the SHRIC and NRDC letter, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.